Well, imagine this, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation ending. Well, it may be happening soon. James Homan writes about it, Assistant Director of Fiscal Policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Hey, James, great to have you on WILS.
Hi, thanks for inviting me on, Mike.
Now, what's the situation? How would the MEDC disappear?
So the MEDC is a creation of an agreement between the state's strategic fund and a bunch of these local economic development agencies. And as an agreement, there's a termination date. It was originally 10 years, but you could extend it by 2 5-year periods. Well, that's coming up pretty soon, where the MEDC will no longer exist as it is now, and they can either, you know, reassess the lessons that they've learned or just end the thing entirely. And that's coming up in 2019.
Okay. And now when you say it, so when it ends, is there going to be an immediate impact, do you think?
So it depends on how they prepare and what they're going to do. I mean, I think organizational inertia just means that they're going to pass something that's like it. But I would argue that even if you like the programs that they're doing, it should just be a state agency. It looks, acts, and sounds like one. So the actual institution should probably go away.
Okay.
But I argue that they need to reassess the programs that they have. I think taking money from taxpayers and letting a state agency divvy it up in business subsidies is a poor way to conduct business.
And how much money do we give the MEDC now?
So the actual programming is about $181 million, but if we shut down the MEDC and its functions, they also have a bunch of pockets of money that have been kind of sitting around from some of their activities. Mm-hmm. And so I think that there's a lot more money than just that $181 million that we're spending on its programs. And in fact, it could be much more. I'm not sure, because a lot of the statements just that they have, the financial reports, I'm just not sure which is how much they can get. It should be at least $100 million, maybe a lot more.
Okay.
And legislators can get to the bottom of that if they start asking these questions.
And most of this money, how is it spent?
So the money is kind of spent on business subsidies and administration. So we've got the Michigan Business Development Program, the Michigan Community Revitalization Program, mm-hmm. which, by the way, actually subsidizes like apartments and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So mostly it's money to subsidize what projects, things like that?
Yes, exactly. And, of course, the 2005 21st Century Jobs Fund programs.
So what happens if companies want any kind of subsidy deal, they're considering coming here, MEDC isn't around, what will happen then?
So we wouldn't be able to offer them, but I wouldn't worry about that, because the MEDC is just not large enough, doesn't have the programs to really affect the job creation picture. We create around 200,000 jobs every 3 months. We lose a similar amount. And the MEDC over 3 months can only subsidize projects, of maybe 1,000, maybe sometimes 2,000 over that period. So the actual economic output is going to be resulting of the same thing that it always has been. The MEDC is more about announcing jobs and actually improving the state economy.
I didn't know that. 200,000 jobs are created and lost every 3 months in Michigan?
That's it. Yeah, it's a huge amount. We have these monthly snapshots that say, between November and December, we added like 5,000 jobs. But that kind of hides all of like the changes that go on. So people are getting hired, fired, they retire, they enter the workforce, graduate college, you're looking mm-hmm. for jobs. And so there's a lot more of that that just kind of goes on behind the scenes that you don't necessarily pick up on. But that's the kind of stuff, if we have more job creation than job loss, it's really going to drive the economy, and that's going to happen regardless of how many business subsidies we hand out.
Any chance there'd be some kind of arrangement to renew the agreement completely and keep MEDC going?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think the people that work there still want to be employed, and I think they'll talk about the virtues of their administration. But again, even if the state thinks that they need to participate in this game of handing out business subsidies, they should just make the MEDC a state agency, get around this interlocal business, uh-huh. and just be a state agency like everyone else. I mean, you're handing out state taxpayer dollars anyway.
How many states have that kind of a setup right now, these state agencies that do that?
Gosh, none that I know of. We're only allowed to do this under a unique kind of state urban cooperation act. Most of these places are just state agencies. Some of them have some businessmen on their board, and that's certainly the case with the MEDC's executive committee. But I think most of them are state agencies.
James,
now, I would have to look at it in detail, and there might be a couple.
It's James Homan, Assistant Director of Fiscal Policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy right here on WILS. James, thank you very much.
Thank you.